Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez the Shay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the ladies? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle, you can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking up on that dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, like
welcome, 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 people. What's up? What's happening on the what the hell is going on with my internet? On the one and only LLBP radio show. I am your hostess with the mostest. Look, I'm moving things around, so y'all forgive me if you will. But we still in this thing. We're here tonight on New Beat Radio. Shouts out to all my people tuning in on NWBEATradio.com. Baby. Shouts out to everybody that's tuning in, no matter where you're tuning in at, who you may be with. Take time to let them know about the LLBP radio show. I am your hostess with the mostest. I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss Motherfucking J. A.K.A. Miss J the Diva, best believer. Y'all, while we sitting here, I'm trying to get my thing together. Shouts out to the owner / engineer of the evening. Goes by the name of DJ Mo Hype. That way. Well, he see it. y'all, I know I wasn't here last Wednesday. I've been a little bit sick. Sometimes that happens. Do the best of it. So don't pray, you know, pray for me. Don't judge me. But shout out once again to everybody that took time to tune in to check us out tonight. Oh, it's so much going on. I felt like I'm going to be one of them let me just chat with y'all for a little while. I ain't gonna hold y'all up alone. You know, I don't take too much of your time. But I just thought I'd let you know what's been on my mind since I've been gone, you know. It's so much. Let me start here. My condolences to California. They got lost all them people in them fires. And I'm praying for y'all, despite what your foolish ass president said about some raking some leaves. You can learn a lot from a dummy. But we're going to press on past that. Let's deal with the real situation. And I'm praying for those. I think it said either 200 or 300. I believe it was 300 people that are still missing today. I'm praying, I hope they find you. Whether you're alive or dead, I hope they find you. Everybody deserves, you know, to be thanked. I hope not in the ashes, though. Lord, Lord, not in the ashes. And shout out to California in the same situation. California rocked that blue wave. I'm so proud of California. They did the damn thing. They showed up and showed out. Proud of y'all. I'll be out there to see y'all because y'all got some things going on that I'll be participating in. Shout out to my 420 Nation. Y'all know how we roll. I'm gonna keep it grown, though. I gotta be grown, y'all. Trying to be grown, folks be watching. But yeah. And to all my listeners, no matter where you are, take time out. In this time of the year, it's the season for families to be together. Yet there's a whole lot of families that don't even speak to each other. It's a lot of them that lost somebody this year. My condolences once again to my girl, Kim Porter. My heart bleeds for you, baby girl. Rest in peace. And but it woke me up, y'all. Of all the deaths this year, the one that rocked me was Kim Porter. Aretha Franklin, oh, she got me. You know what I mean? She got me because that's my girl. But Kim Porter was 40-something. Only 40-something. She gone. To all those who don't know, I just had my birthday party on the show a couple of weeks ago. Shout out to everybody that tuned in and those who did participate. I turned 50 again. You know, that's how I was. I'm going to go ahead and do it again just to see how it feels the second time around. Better than the first time. Oh, second time around. I'm just saying. Sometimes you got to do that to get it right. So I'm going to get mine right, get it tight, get it right. And some of y'all probably need to repeat to some of y'all numbers too. Don't play crazy. Some of y'all know what the hell I'm talking about. Okay? First of all, I want to talk about, I had tuned in for a second to my girl little video for a second because I was driving. I can't, you know, drive and hold the wheel. But my girl was talking about the struggle. And she touched me. That's my little shorty. Shout out to you. But the struggle. Folks don't even realize that how blessed they are. And this is the season for blessed. We done had. And once them holidays get to rolling, don't they roll, y'all? Oh, hey, is it me? Or is these holidays just coming back to back? Soon as you blink, the next one just on top of you. Be like, God damn, slow down. It ain't all our fault, though, y'all. It ain't all our fault. It's a lot of it is them damn malls, them stores. It was Thanksgiving. They had Christmas trees up. I'm confused. They forgot about Thanksgiving. Everything went right to the tree. Okay. The Great Pumpkin ain't even came. What's going on? I don't know. If it ain't about the money, I guess. You know, they done commercialized the shit so much that we can't even get our shit together. We can't even keep up with the holiday. And as if that ain't enough, I have my own personal plight. Some of y'all can feel me, some of y'all don't, but I had Sag Baby. I had a couple Sag Babies. December the 8th, shout out to Samir, that would be his birthday, firstborn. December 14th, Chris, K3, 27, years rolling by the news. Sorry for the use that word. I'm sorry, y'all, but you know what I mean? I felt something all up in me. Forgive me. Boom, I'm going to have to throw. I'm going to get me a jar. Y'all, remind me, get me a jar of using words I ain't supposed to be using no more again. That's one of them. Y'all, we need to leave that word alone. We need to back up off of it. And if you choose to use it, pick and choose where you use that word at. Y'all, I'm all over the place in my thoughts. Let me back up a little bit about the struggle. I've been watching folks struggle. I be thinking I'm struggling. I'm a petty helper. Because I realize my struggle ain't even a struggle. I'm too blessed to be stressed. And some of y'all are too. Matter of fact, while y'all listening, take time. Caring is sharing. Please share this video with someone. Please take time, New Beat listener. Live Talk Radio. Thank y'all. If I knocked y'all off because I wasn't there, I apologize. Please call back in. The New Beat listener, please tell somebody about the New Beat show. It's not just Miss Jackson, LLBP radio show. We're on 24/7. Matter of fact, we're on 25/8. Now, get to know it. And yeah, we got celebrity stuff hosts on our show as well. We have the Sheryl Underwood show. Y'all know her, celebrity comedian. Check her show out as well. Come on, we even got New Faith and New Groove, New View, New You, boo boo. Get to know it. All right? Yeah, that way. But at any rate, I'm up here worrying about what is I'm going to wear today. I'm in my closet where, like, oh, my God, they might have saw me in that once before. And somebody going to say, I seen her. Because, you know, women are petty like that. We is some petty creatures. We are petty. Yeah, I'm going to talk about us, ladies, but sometimes we need to be told about our damn self. Shame on me. Shame on me for caring about what the next person think about what I wear, how I wear it, or the frequency in which I do wear it. I don't have to answer to anyone but myself. You know, they always say, Miss Day, you always got something cute on. You always got this on. You always got that on. Why you always dressed like that? Who's you? Where you going? Who you going to see? I say, Jesus. I want to be cute in case that day pop off. Y'all feel me? I want to be to the nines. No matter where I go, I'm always dressed for the Okay. But, yeah, I dress this for me. So I have, but then I'm sitting looking at folks that don't got no clothes. They living out of a backpack. And I remember when I was in school, if you wore the same thing twice, you got talked about so bad. So bad. Y'all remember? Y'all talked about real bad. If you wore the same thing twice. Well, some folks can't afford it, can't help it. You know, in hindsight, I wish that I didn't think the shit was funny then, but I really didn't. Know why? Because I was one of them. We had a method to our shit, though. We had a method to it. See, with all the kids my mama had, I would wear it. It's on this day. With this skirt and this shirt. My sister will wear it the next day with this skirt and this pair of pants or this shirt. And we just flip it around. It worked for us because we didn't have time to focus on clothes. We had to focus on church and school. And I'm thankful to my parents to keep us focused on the right thing. But, it's a lot of folks struggling. A lot of folks didn't have that Thanksgiving dinner. I'm up here crying because I ain't make me no KY. I ain't even getting no tellers this year. Yeah, that way. I ain't getting no tellers and whatever. So I'm mad because I didn't want to buy none and clean none. But I'm like, I got green beans and mashed potatoes. Yeah, I got all that there. You know what I mean? When it's folks who was hoping somebody would deliver them or they was giving away some or some are too proud to go somewhere and let somebody know, those are just stars. Homeless shelters are swole right now. And yet we up here crying about what we doing. Half us ladies, we out here popping off the nails, flossed up and glossed up, wearing $300 hair. That ain't the put shit in. That's just to buy the hair. Designer shoes, brand new car, doing it, living large, too large to live with, and still complaining. What you complaining for? Can't you see you blessed? If you woke up today, take 2 seconds and give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. It ain't hard to do. I ain't been at church up in here at all. But you're supposed to give thanks for something. And we as a society now have a problem with saying thank you. Or better yet, I'm sorry. I'm sorry is some of the hardest words to come out of my mouth nowadays. I don't understand how come sorry is a hard word. But there are a lot of words that lost translate, got lost in translation or lost their meaning. I'll give you an example. Love. Love is one of the most overly used words. They don't know the difference between love and like. They can't distinguish what's going on in folks' situation in their mind. They don't know. Let me tell it, I'm going to go one step beyond just love. Love, there are two types of love. Let me tell it. Okay? You got the love that I love you too, boo. I'll say, in my mind, there is someone when you they're being in love, and then there's just love, unconditional love. Because, see, in love is definitely a conditional situation. If you can fall in love, you can fall the hell out. I'm going to say that again, those on the back row. If you can fall in love, you can also fall out. So that's a temporary situation. It's just a step above infatuation, which is only a little bit above puppy love. But it damn sure don't touch unconditional. Because that kind of love don't go nowhere. Even when y'all having hard times, y'all still hang in there, that love. And I ain't talking about just in relationships. I'm talking about in family. This is the season to show love to your family. Y'all, there's so many people that have passed away. Don't make no sense. Chicago dying like flies. What we supposed to do? You know what you do? Embrace those that you have. Embrace life. Live your best life. You only got one, YOLO. You only got one. Live that shit. Because at the end of the day, if you live for somebody else, they still got their life. What you got? And next week, they going to forget you. How many of y'all still go to the graveyard and visit your homeboy? That was your dude. That's my girl. I promise I'm going to remember you and your kids. We make all kind of silly-ass promises to them. 5 years from now, you don't even remember where they at in the graveyard. Your RIP t-shirt done faded, just like the memory. But you know what? You make memories now. You live for today. And if you know somebody that's struggling, reach out and pay it forward. sometimes you can pay it forward with just being kind. Help somebody with their open a door for them. Carry their groceries for them. Comb some baby's hair that look bad, ladies. It's some nappy little head kids out here. Men, y'all see that little boy who need his hair cut? If you know how to cut hair, cut it. If you don't, take him to the barbershop. Show love this season, people. Show love. I guarantee you'll get a blessing. It ain't even got to come from God. It'll come from the person right in front of you. You never know. That little small act of kindness goes a long freaking way. Here at our station, I just brought up that we need to adopt a family. So I've already initiated. I'm putting my first 20 down. I want every host to match me and put another 20 down with it. I want people to reach out to New Beat Radio, whether it be to me, another host, or to the owner, and come on and let's help take care of a family in need. It don't hurt. We spend more, spend that at the drive-thru, at the restaurant. Spend that at the bar. Ladies, we spend more than that on our nail. Manny Petty. Sometimes the smile you give is bright. Make somebody happy. You'd be surprised. You'll make yourself happy. Okay. Moving on with From the Struggle. All right, my next thought. I'm going to talk to y'all about some things I got going on in my life. Everybody know, I don't got to stand up, but I will just to make people who don't know. Shout out to those who don't know that are watching me live. Newbie, just know that I'm a buck 05 soaking wet and 1,000 pounds I may or may not be lying about. Okay. But yeah, I'm a little bitty somebody. Everybody knows I'm Yale. Okay? All I want for Christmas is 15 pounds. So I don't know if any of y'all know where I don't believe in Santa Claus because my mama paid for all our stuff. My mom and my daddy, my grandma didn't pay for all our stuff, so I don't know nothing about no Santa Claus. But if anybody is trying to currently lose some weight, I'm going to say this again. Anybody out there trying to lose some weight, do me a favor. Tell me where you was at when you kind of lost. Just tell me what vicinity you was when you lost it. So I can find it and utilize it. Recycle, ladies and gentlemen, recycle. Save the planet. Save the damn planet. And speaking of saving the planet, back to your dumbass president. Donald Dump. Talking about the fires and stuff, he's actually saying that there's no climate change and all that other stuff don't work. Y'all, I promise to God, did anybody else notice that the seasons is messed up? We like had like 2, maybe 3 weeks of spring, and then it was gone. And then we had maybe 2, maybe 3 weeks of fall, and then it dropped down to 10 degrees. It was 60 degrees, and I wake up the next day, and it was 10. Most of y'all still got leaves in y'all yard. Those of y'all don't live in an apartment. Yeah, even those of y'all live at your mama's house, y'all still got leaves, too. I ain't even gonna count y'all out. But, yeah. The leaves ain't even get time to get up because the weather has changed so fast. I don't know. Maybe, is it me? Can somebody tell me? Message me. You can call me at 760-542-4327. Again, that's 760-542-4327. Or locally, you can call me. I am in Indianapolis, Indiana. You can call me at 317-288-7454. Again, at 317-288-7454. But I was talking about how the years seem to go flying past. Is it me? Because I'm getting older. And you don't call me old just yet. But is it me? Why do it seem like this year flew by real fast? All I want to know is what the hell was that? What kind of year was that? It was so many shooting sprees. It's so many, just so many disasters. It's been a crazy year. Can y'all keep up? Somebody tell me. Did the year pass by y'all or is it just me? I don't know. I know it flew past on me because I'm just now trying to give the dogs the wishbone and the turkey leg bone. And they talking about it ain't even 30 days to live. Except when I got birthday parties to worry about and things like that for the little boo-boos and whatnot. And I'm like, who planned the holiday? Did somebody tell me, was this a plan? Because they got all the good ones, the expensive ones, at the end of the year and stuff. Y'all noticed that? They got Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, all of that. Yeah, I ain't going to act like I ain't going to say tax time ain't a holiday for some of y'all. Tax time, it's just back-to-back day. I don't want no more holidays. I don't want no more. They blew me away, y'all. Let me tell you what they did to me. Every time I look up, my phone going off. Shout out to Fashion Nova. But y'all know y'all wore me out. A few other names, I ain't finna promote y'all, none of y'all. Y'all don't pay me. They ain't even sending me no discount or nothing that everybody else ain't getting. So I ain't finna pump you up. But they been wearing out my phone. Text messages, emails, I'm talking about. And they didn't even wait. They was going on my birthday, November 16th. I started getting Friday. See ya. Do y'all notice Black Friday ain't even Black Friday no more? Walmart puts their layaway for Christmas in August. It's still 90 degrees outside. And what about those who live in check to check? I don't know. They done complicated holidays. All I want is just peaceful holiday. Without all the rigmarole, without all the traffic, and the young man, my condolences go out to the young man. God bless his heart, who died on Black Friday. The police shot him. What the hell? When is this madness going to stop? Do we have to go 3%? Is that what they call it? Do we got to go ham on them? Did we flip the script on the police? We won't. Because, see, I'm a peaceful protester. However, by any means necessary came from the struggle. Some of y'all who had to struggle to get anything they had in life, you understand. I'm peaceful. I am. I'm trying to get in heaven. But they make it hard. They make it hard. Should I have to carry my gun now? I'm somebody's grandmother, y'all. Should I have to carry a piece just to be at peace? I do not want to keep up with the Joneses. Growing up in the PJs, y'all, project living, it's a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. There was no private space. There was no private yard. Everything was public and shared. And when I got older, I wanted my own space. I have my own way of dressing. I know I don't dress like everybody else. I'm not supposed to. Ugh. I'm an individual. And I love who I am. Granted, I won't be pound, but I've been inside so long, I don't give not one or two fucks if I ever gain another pound in my life. God is still good. Figure that out. But I wanted something else. And as adult, somebody got to be an adult in the room. We done got so damn petty, people. We are so petty. In 2018, I ain't never seen men and women uber petty. First to the men that are petty, take them panties off. That ain't for you. Man be a man. To all the ladies that are petty, it's cute when you're amongst your girls, but it generally ain't, and most time it ain't cute amongst them either. But most of you petty women, and if I'm wrong, please jump on the phone on newbie 317-288-7454 or Block Talk or comment right here looking at me. Tell me. Most of the petty women are single. I said it. Tell me I'm wrong. Because, see, can't nobody put up with petty. You leave petty where it's at. When you get grown, you put your grown drawers on. Don't nobody want petty. I pity petty. But I don't pop with them. We have to grow up. We are being so immature as a people. Our minds is messed up. We are so focused on materialistic. And I'm not saying gal, I'm saying me too. We are so materialistic in our way. Peacocks, what I call us. We are real life peacocks. We got to have the biggest cars, the biggest trucks. We got to have the flyest hat. We got to have the curved nails with 18 different designs and all that other stuff. We got to have all that. Ladies, we got to have the most booty out, the most tatas out, the this and that. We got to be the biggest everything. Except we both. Do the math. Ask your wage. I would say ask your age, but I'm over that. Because some of y'all don't even know what that means. Ask your wage then. If you can't get the age together, try that dollar sign on them paychecks. Some of y'all going without taking care of your kids. Some of y'all probably could buy a car with them 3, 4, 5 pair of Jordans you should have paid for. Could have bought you a car, but you on the bus stop. Papa J's. Belly coat nice and warm on the bus stop. Walk. Why are we so materialistic? I've asked myself that like 200-300 times. What's wrong with us? Why do we do this shit? I know I can speak for me. I can't speak for everybody's circumstance, but I can speak for my own. And if you got a circumstance you want to say, what about those still working in restaurants or valet and don't tip out of? Okay, I'm going to talk about that in just a second. You hold that out because I want to talk about that now. But, yeah, I feel like sometimes, like I said, growing up in the ghetto, I ain't had shit. Broke. Broke, say you broke. I was broke. So when I came out, I got out my mama's house. I wasn't allowed to get my ears pierced due to my religion, my apostolic religion. Shout out to the Christian. God bless you. As soon as I got out that house, baby, I ain't get one hoe. I got four. And look, ain't got an earring in them. But I was so hell-bent on doing what I wasn't supposed to been doing. I had two over here, four over there. I couldn't just have the regular hoes. I didn't just get my hair cut. Mama didn't want us to cut our hair. I just cut my hair. Baby, it was 3 colors of blonde because I had to go peacock. Everything I did, I wanted supersized with my little bitty head. I don't know if you call it trying to accommodate, but maybe sometimes you try to supplement from things you were lacking in the past or in your present. But understand, materialistic shit won't your situation. It won't. Some folks, we so caught up in it that we don't even have nothing for nobody else. We too selfish. Like I said, ain't got a half. But you got on all the designer True Religion jeans and all that. You pinked up, down. Balenciaga's the one that looks like socks. Got all that shit. Everything but a key to your own crib. Because you're too busy trying to be cute. You forgot what the hell you was here for. You forgot who you are. We lost pride in who we are as a people, and we take pride in things we can purchase to keep up with the Joneses. They wanted Izod Polo, we had to have it. They got this, we wanted that. They had Aeropostale, we wanted Aeropostale. They got Abercrombie & Fitch, we wanted it. They had Columbia, we wanted it. They had UGG, we wanted it. Why? Just so we can keep up with them. They don't care if you bought them. Thanks for buying into our stock, idiot. I learned. I don't chase the things. I chase the fashion. What looks good on me. What I perceive. Because, see, I know my shortcomings. A cup, boom, boom, I ain't ashamed, loving it. I don't got to sweat for it. More than a handful, I don't need it no way. It ain't for me anatomically. So, I ain't fucked up over it. But I ain't finna wear no clothes with all this cut all the time. I ain't finna do all that. I ain't finna wear clothes to accentuate butt cheeks. I ain't got. I don't have to do all of that. Sexy. Trump's trash. Classic. Trash. Any day. And I can look how I look for the low on the low. You damn right. You'd be surprised. They'd be like, girl, you look so cute. I'd be like, $6. They'd be like, I'd be like, $6. I bought these 5 years ago for $6. Girl, you lying, $6. And I ain't ashamed to say I go to the Goodwill. I sure will go in there in a minute. I ain't been in a while, but I bet you I'll be there this Saturday. I'll see me there. Check me out on 96th Street or whatever. I bet you I'll be out there getting my shop on. It's Christmas time. I got to go on and cut back so that I can make somebody else's Christmas happy. I got to go on and I can't stop shopping. Sue me. Okay? But I can't stop shopping. So, I'm going to shop where I can afford it until things get better. I ain't got to fake it till I make it. I came home with a bag. I'm going to go on and get it to the dry cleaners and the washing machines and whatever else. Trust me, no. But understand, I'm going to still look good, dressed to the nines. And if you got something to say, who cares? That way. Now, it was brought up to me about the struggle of valets, and I'll say, I'm going to put it as a whole group. People who serve the community, i.e. the valet, the hairdressers, the nail techs, the your waitress, your baristas, all of that. Should they get tips? And if so, how much? Next. This a conversation came up, y'all, a few years ago on the show. Shout out to those who've been with us 7 years strong. Yeah, it ain't one thing for every year we've been on this thing. But we had this come up before, and I flashed. Oh, my God, I flashed, y'all. Because I feel like, why, especially those that are employed by someone. If you're an entrepreneur, like your hairdressers and stuff like that, the nail techs where you work for yourself, then I'm not talking to y'all just yet. Hold yourself. I'm referring to those at a restaurant, the valets, and all those type people who get a paycheck. I used to say, that's bull. I tip, but I only max out at, you know, whatever ones I got in my purse. Being honest, I'm not going to lie to you. What I love, that's the truth, bro. Love it, hate it, but damn sure respect it. Okay? So, I used to say, see, your employer owes you money, not me. You went and got a job that paid you less than minimum wage, and you want me to accommodate you. I didn't come out to pay your bills. I came out to eat a meal. If you do a good job, I appreciate it. Ain't that what you're supposed to do? When I go to work anywhere, I work in a grocery store, if I work at a shoe store anywhere, they don't tip me because I rang their order up well, because I helped them get the shoes off the wall, size them up, had to hear them crying ass baby kids trying to size them fast feet up. Do you get them a tip? Hell no. They do a good job. Why don't they deserve a tip? But because you carry food, which is your job, I should pay you. Me and your boss should pay you. Matter of fact, I should make sure I go to the ATM machine and get enough money to make sure I pay you. This didn't make no sense to me. Now, you asked me that question today. Oh, I still feel the same way. I'm sorry. But, and that's a big but. Not my but, but a big but. I still tip. I will give the proper tip, though I don't agree with it. Why do you do something you don't agree with? Probably because they didn't ask for that job. You know, they asked for the job, but they got to eat too. Somebody got to serve the food. I go out to eat because I'm tired of serving myself. I want to sit down and tell her, bring me some more steak sauce. I need some lemon for this butter here to dip my lobster tail in. Can I get some more ranch for that right there? Is that the, you gave me romaine lettuce, so you gave me the wrong salad, bitch. Here. Take that back. Take that back. Yes, I will send food back. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I would send back any food because, but that very reason. If you expect a good tip, I expect good service and good food. Because just like I don't owe you shit, make it worth my while. Make me want to give you a tip. We tip the waitresses. Do you tip the tow truck driver? He get out there in 100 degrees. Or 100 below. Rescue your ass in all kind of conditions. Do you tip him or her? Who deserves to be tipped? And why? Y'all tell me. Who deserves to be tipped? Should the law be changed about tipping people? Seriously. Should they step their game up and just make them and get minimum wage? Because they're like in the beauty shop world. They got them super cuts and stuff where everybody, or like where I go get my nails did, everybody gets paid an hourly wage off the board. Whatever it is, that's what it is. But it ain't no damn $2.35. At least it's minimum wage or above. And then I feel like it might make the waitresses put in more work. I know that sounds crazy, don't it? But it's not. Listen to my man. Submit it to my man to trust me. See, I feel bad. Reason why I tip the way I do, I don't know about y'all. But the reason I tip the way I do is because I know your ass ain't getting no damn check. Ain't none of your fault. That's the way the system is. But you got bills to pay too. Everybody got their part to play. But if y'all got the regular wage of everybody else, now I don't owe your ass shit unless you work for it, because you already got paid by your boss. So if I tip you, that's because you didn't let my drink get watered down. You went on and brought my drink out and my bread out immediately. I didn't get my salad and my main course at the same time. You ran it like it was supposed to roll. Bring my drink, bring my bread, or what have you, my rolls or whatnot. Come on with that salad, boo-boo. Main course and on off, and then bring my dessert. Don't make me look for you for no salt, pepper, sauces, lemon, butter. I don't care. Don't make me look for you. And service with a smile. And for some of y'all, please don't make me question if you wash your hands. Don't make me question if you wash your hands. All right? That way. But really, it's a good, it's all right, you know, it's all right to do. But here's the thing, that here's why I got the problem. Should I not be allowed to go out to eat because I ain't got tip money? My meal might cost $80. I need to give you like 12, 13, 15%. So do I need to get a smaller item, purchase something cheaper so that I can tip you accordingly? Or should I not go out to eat until I can afford to tip you? There are a lot of people who come and you see them pull up in their Range Rovers, they little foreign cars, I just say the foreign cars, and depending on the server, and I hate to say this, I really do, but I've seen it done, depending on the thickness of your melanin. You can jump on the tables, you can do cartwheels, you can speak in three languages, and they still ain't gonna give you nothing. What do? All you can do as a server I'm sure waitresses get treated bad by a lot of people. They really do. I went out to a restaurant and a guy at the table across from us, he took and put the tip put ketchup and mustard all over their plate. And then smashed a $5 bill all in it and rubbed it in. If they want this tip, they're going to have to work for that. Really, bruh? Really? If it was that, if it hurt you that bad to give that person $5, you should have just kept it. You're not going to get arrested if you don't put a tip on the table. But to be ugly about it, you're petty. That's hurtful. Unwind. Be kind and unwind. You don't have to be mean to folk. But, you know, I do love a good server. If you're a good server, I will come back to your table. I will request you just so I can tip you because I know you're going to do me a good job. So to all my servers out there, you might be having a bad day, men or women. You may be having a bad day, but don't wear that shit on your shoulder. Just like they tell you, don't take your job to the house. Don't bring your house to the damn job. I don't care if a little DJ got on your nerves today. You had to pick him up at school because he got suspended. I don't care about none of that. Let DJ be at home. You came here to go on and serve me food. You came here to serve, sir. I came here to eat and show my appreciation for your support. sometimes, you know, we have to check ourselves. We forget that we, sometimes we wear our emotions on our face. To where somebody don't even want to talk to you. Sometimes our mouth too slick. I'm going to say that one more again. Sometimes our mouth too slick. We forget that we are human beings that deserve to be kind to each other. That deserve respect of one another. We say in a, I almost had a, ooh, sweet Jesus. Some of these kids don't even understand what respect is and what it's for. They feel like in this new generation that respect, if you don't respect them, then they ain't gonna respect you. You're gonna have to respect me first before I get it because I'm, that's how I am. I'm 18 now, so you're gonna have to give it to me. I'm at the point I might have to catch a case. That's some respect. Rita sang it. Yeah, I said Rita. Rita sang it. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. And sometimes we respect ourselves. Sometimes we get lost. We get caught up. Whether it be a fad, a feeling, a fuck. And we lose respect for ourselves. We lose self-respect, self-esteem. And self-esteem, is what can we even say? Self-esteem is about esteem of your motherfucking self. Can't nobody take that from you. That's something you have instilled in yourself. Self-esteem. Self-worth. If you don't feel like you're worth nothing, why in the hell should I? If you don't carry yourself like an adult, why should I treat you like one? If you talk like a child is immature or whatever, why should I treat you like an adult? Shouldn't I treat you childish? Because that's what you is. I know it's the word is or, but that's what you is. You teach people how to treat you. Sometimes we get lost up, caught up, confused. And to those who do, I pray for you. I hope you find your way home. And when you do, I ain't going to say if you do. I'm going to say when you do. Don't forget no more. Don't lose your way no more again. But you have to teach people how to treat you. Otherwise, they're going to run you over. I don't want to be ran over. I'm too little. But I don't want to be ran out. And to all those people out here, I just want to say this too. All those people out here who are feeling bad because you're being kind and your kindness is getting taken advantage of, or you are hurt for any reason, whether it be in bereavement, whether it be in loss of life, love, liberty, I'm praying for you. Because this ain't the time. This ain't the time. Folks, we need each other. We do. And who's going to be there for us but us? Okay. I had a message just now. They said, folks that think they are grown in age but still live with other people, whether with friends or relatives. You still homeless. Because you're not actually living on your own or paying your own rent. Do others agree? Damn right. You are homeless. Your name ain't on the lease. You ain't paying the bills. At any time they can put your ass out, you, my friend, are human. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm sorry. I don't care, but that's my system. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. I heard this 11 times. I'm staying with my mama because she needs my help. Now, before y'all get all on my back, there are some people who parents really do need help. But guess what? You might not be the one they need. Because, see, most people can't just jump up and move with their mama or with their sister or sleeping on a pallet in the room with their niece and nephew over to their sister house. Or they nigga let them, oh, there go that word. I gotta get that change, y'all. Are they staying with that guy? He let you stay there a couple of days, but you can't stay. You can't stay. I don't know how to do this. I'm trying to do what it says on the screen. It don't make sense. I'm sorry, I'm really trying to do this bring it up thing. I'm touching it. I don't know what, let me try it again. Okay. You said it's too loud where you are, okay? But yeah, it's a lot of grown folks out here swear they grown. At your age, because your age don't matter. At your age, if you ain't got no money to pay your own bills, you ain't grown. Or I'll say this, even if you claim you grown, you ain't mature. Yes, I got to get me that jar. Yes, ma'am, I do. I do. I'm going to get that swear jar, though. I'm going to get that swear jar. It'll be here on the table next week with words. If I need to add a word, y'all let me know. But the first word going on that jar is that N-word. I'm working on getting rid of the N-word. Especially up here on Newbie. They don't really care for it. But I need to work on it anywho. But to all y'all out here who acting like y'all got it going on, it's a whole lot of ladies. Whole lot of ladies out here living their best life. But you got to knock on when you leave the club with your $100 hair and doing all that other stuff. For one, you got to get in the ride. You're on the passenger side calling somebody up for a scrub. But you on the passenger side and then got to knock. Somebody let you in the house because that ain't your house. You ain't got no key. I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. A lot of y'all gentlemen, after the club, when the club started getting ready to last off alcohol, y'all looking for somewhere to lay y'all head at night. That's when y'all start pulling the phone out. What's up, big head? Or them text messages, are you still up? Looking for somewhere to sleep tonight because you ain't got nowhere to sleep. Perpetrating the fraud, but you're living your best life. Got to be more careful. Whole lot of them faking the funk on social media like they just balling out of control. Broke in a joke. Why do you want to front? I don't know, because understand this. It's a lot of people that see you in your neighborhood, at your church, your school, your job, your hood, all that. They see you. They know your ass, bro. I don't know why you got to lie. You ain't got to lie to kick it, but we just keep on lying. We ain't got to lie. But it's okay. I forgive you. Even in society, though, I forgive you. Just here's the thing. Grow up. Tomorrow ain't promised. You got to grow up. Okay? Me. Yeah. Now, one more thing I just want to say. By the way, let me throw this out here. Are you considered homeless if you stay at a hotel? Because, see, that's not technically a home. That's the telly. So are you really homeless if you, and but see, I don't want to judge those who can actually afford that actually to stay. There are a lot of people that have residency because the housing crisis is so bad. It is. And I'm not trying to sound cynical, sarcastic, or any of that. Seriously, the housing situation, the value of the homes are in the black community. Check it out. Check back in the Brookings Institute put out a report today that black homes, the devaluation of them, they show in Indianapolis is one of them where they devalue the black homes that were put in any other neighborhood would have more value. They do it on purpose. It's riddled all over the East Coast, starting in the Midwest. Going east, or starting in the Ohio Valley, east. But some of us don't even try to buy a house. Some of us can't even, don't even try. I'm just going to say it, don't even try. It makes my heart bleed. It does, because, and I'm speaking to my men. I done got on my ladies, too. I'm going to get on my men. And yeah, that's what I said. Some people live in hotels due to, like, in between homes. They looking for somewhere to stay. They leases up. They ain't found somewhere. That's kind of hotel. Non-judgment. That's not your home, though. That's just a transitional space. But you got a key to the hotel. You pay for the hotel. So the hotels get a pass. I think. I ain't gonna judge you. You gotta pay. But if you are a homeowner currently and you live in the inner city, hold on to it. Once again, hold on to it. They had a meeting today in Indianapolis at the inner church. At 6 o'clock p.m. today. Unfortunately, I didn't get to attend, but about gentrification in our city. I spoke on it before, so I ain't going to speak on it again, but those who don't own a home, grab a home. Or you, there will be nothing for you to grab but way out in no man's land. Some of our parents worked hard, grandparents, great-grandparents worked hard for them houses. Whole lot of history in them house. That's where your forefathers laid their foundation. Do you have a foundation? If not, what you waiting for? Christmas is right around the corner, dog. Yeah, because it's a nasty. I ain't talking about the Roach Motel. I ain't talking about them Roach Motels. I'm talking about hotels and suites. the one that you can live for a week at a time. I forgot what they call them. But, yeah, they meant to be there for, you know, extended stay. There they go, extended stay. They're meant for you to be there. But, ladies and gentlemen, I ain't going to wear y'all out too much longer. I just had a lot on my mind. I still got some things that I really need to say to y'all, but I ain't going to wear y'all out because I know I've been going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. But, ladies and gentlemen, even if you can't live your best life, live your life. Okay, you only got one, and you ain't got to share it because God only gave you that one. Don't try to control somebody else. Love yours. If you don't like how you living, change it. Don't change the person or the I think. If you got to change the people around you, change your environment to be happy. Make that change. I'll repeat that again. If you have to change the people or your environment in order to have a peace of mind and be happy, do that. You won't regret it. I promise you, boo-boo, you won't regret it. Life is full of changes. Oftentimes, we're just afraid to deal with it. We're afraid of what's going to be on the other side. If those people are going to like you or accept you for your change, if that's what you're worried about, then you stay stuck where you at. But if you want something better, if you deserve better, then get your ass up and make that move. Make better choices. Make better decisions. Check, recheck, and evaluate your relationships, whether it be a religious friendship or a personal relationship. Check the people in your circle. I don't got a circle. I got a dot. The older I get, the more I realize this one wasn't my friend. That one ain't my friend. So a circle. The big old hula hoop, ain't no hula hoop no more. It's a ravioli. Figure that out. But my day ones, I love you. My day ones, I got you. There's some that ain't my day ones, but they feel like you. And I appreciate you too. Everybody needs somebody. Just be cautious of who you bring into your circle. And beware of those bearing gifts that you do want more in return. If it's a blessing, thank God for it, but watch those. Perverts come and offer you candy, but they don't mean you no good. While these holiday seasons is going on, check on the elderly. Check on y'all pop on y'all feet. And take time to enjoy the holiday. Don't let the stores get you discombobulated. Don't let them kids get you all just befuddled, for lack of a better word. Don't let them mess you up trying to worry about buying this new game to come out, this new system come out, this new that to come out. Let the reason for the season be the reason to bring you joy. And if you can't afford whatever it is, then it wasn't meant for you to have. Mm-hmm. Be grateful for the things you have and work harder for the things that you need. If they're not that, they're the things you want, maybe want something else. Something else will come along another day. Everything ain't for everybody. But be thankful for what you have. Whether it be monetary or it be friendships, it be relationships or it be family members. Be grateful. because the struggle is real. And with that being said, I'm going to wrap this evening up, ladies and gentlemen. I done ran my mouth long enough. I'd like to give a shout-out for everybody that tuned in. To Christine, thank you, boo, for your comments and your discussions. And I'd like to say thank you to Courtney. Courtney Carson, once again, at 7 on High School Road, for getting that old dome quick situation going on, my last minute hair debacle. I think I appreciate her getting me where I can be presentable today. Shout out to the engineer and owner of New Beat Radio, DJ Mohite. I want to give a shout out first and foremost to the Lord above, who makes all things possible in my life and from whom all blessings flow. To my mom and dad, man, I miss you guys so bad. But the Merediths are here to stay, and I appreciate you. Mama, I can't do no more crying in the walnut in the story. Daddy and mama, all I'm going to say is chocolate covered cherries. I love y'all. I miss y'all. To those who tuned in today, whether you've been a listener, somebody that participated, somebody whether you tuned in on Facebook, Blog Talk, or New Beat Radio, I appreciate you individually and collectively. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be with us, and I appreciate you being here for me and with me during this holiday season. I hope you invite somebody else to come back. I appreciate your conversation and your feedback. We'll be back here next week, same back time, same back channel, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.-ish. Y'all know how we do. At blogtalkradio.com/MissJacksonLLBP or at newbeatradio.com, N-W, that's N-U-U, B-E-A-T, radio.com. Check us out. We're on 24 sets. We also have New Faith and New Groove and New View. So for your entertainment pleasure, check us out and check out our other shows. Check out our music. And please, don't forget to let someone know about the New Beat Radio Show or station. Don't forget to tell them about the LLBP radio show and yours truly, Miss J the Diva. God bless you. Be safe and stay warm. It is frigid cold, so stay warm. God bless you. Good night.